T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, and thank you for coming. Several months ago, we came together as the Change the Date Coalition with a mind towards making sure that we create a prospect for greater participation in the school board elections in the city of Buffalo. We did that with a mind towards having more citizens involved in having a say in who represents us on the Board of Education, with a mind that we wanted to send people to the Board of Education who primarily are concerned about the well-being of children. That effort sent legislation after sending a home message to the New York State legislature, sent also legislation that was written and sponsored and that inevitably died in one committee in the New York State Assembly. Having been rebuffed in that manner, we were not dissuaded from our position that we need a change of date for the school board election that would involve more of the citizens of the city of Buffalo in the process. We recently became aware that there is an effort to change the date of an election in New York State. And we thought that if that effort can change the date, then we could call on our state legislators, local and statewide, to give us the same opportunity to actually afford a change of date for the school board election. And so that's why we've called you together here again this morning. So I'm going to introduce Brother Sam Radford, who is the president of the District Parent Coordinating Council and one of the principals in the Change the Date Coalition, who will give you a more comprehensive look at what we want to do and why we feel that this is the opportune time to get this done. Brother Radford.
Thank you, Reverend Pointer. Okay, right on. So good morning. And again, my name is Sam Radford, president of the District Parent Coordinating Council and member of the Change the Date Coalition. And let me just say, first of all, most importantly about the Change the Date Coalition, as a parent advocate and someone who has been out here for years fighting for the advancement of education here in Buffalo, to be part of a coalition made up of clergy, made up of business people, made up of community organizations who have all come together to prioritize the need to make sure that Buffalo has the best education system possible has really, really been a great honor. And I think it's important. Most of you will know that last week, Buffalo Public Schools did a press conference talking about a lot of the great strides that are going on in Buffalo Public Schools right now. Probably the highest graduation rate in its history. We've seen that gone down from 25 schools that are in failing schools to down to 3. And with all that that's been done, there's a lot of work yet need to be done. But we are moving in the right direction. And what we can't afford to happen now is for us to take any steps backwards. So this coalition has organized itself to make sure that the things that need to be done to build on and to continue the success of Buffalo Public Schools, and also to have the courage to continue to talk about the things that need to be talked about. We know, based on the experiences that we have and we're trying to get our young men jobs over in Northland, that even though a lot of our children graduate with a high school diploma, they still are not prepared for the workforce. You know what I'm saying? So we can't just say because schools are not schools are not in bad standing anymore, that the problem is solved. There's a lot of work yet to be done, and we have to be vigilant in our effort to make sure it gets done. So we've got three areas, three specific goals that we want to focus the community on to ensure that we achieve those goals. The first one is, again, we have to change the date of the school board election. We cannot, there's no way we can make the decisions to effectively get this district where we need to be with only 10% and as low as 3% of the people sometime involved in a school board election. A school board election where we spend almost $1 billion, and that's billion with a B. We spend almost $1 billion every year on our school board election. That's double the amount of money we spend on our city. Our city budget is not even $500 million, or it may have reached $500 million recently. I don't know. I mean, so if it's right, it's still not $1 billion. But so the point we would like to make is that it's critical that we move that election date. Obviously, the New York State Legislature saw a need to move the primary from September to June, and a lot of the reasons that we gave for needing to move the school board election from May, where it is now, which coincides with the vote on a school budget. The suburban school districts vote on their school budget in May, and so they have their school elections in May. Buffalo Public Schools is not a suburban school district, and we do not vote on our school budget. There's no rational reason for us to have an election in May. We're the only school district, you know what I'm saying, if you go and look at the large urban school districts, we're the only one to have an election in May. We have an election in May that works for the status quo, but it does not work for the vast majority of the voters in Buffalo. So what we would like to do is see that date change. There's also the opportunity to save money. I mean, we spend $100,000 on an election. Why are we going to spend $100,000 on an election in May and then turn around and spend doing another election in June? We just think it makes more sense since we've already moved it, and we moved it rather quickly. The legislature convened in January, and one of the first things they did is they changed the voting date. So we believe that with that sense of urgency, the same thing can be done to fight on behalf of making sure we get this, a good result in terms of the children in Buffalo Public Schools by moving that election date. So that's the first thing we want to do. The second thing we want to do is we want to talk about this school board election that's coming up. This school board election is coming up. It's probably the most important school board election in the history of Buffalo Public Schools. Most of you may know or you may not know that every 15 years we re-elect all 9 school board members. So this year we can either come together as a community and really, you know, take our school district to the next level and be one of the best school districts in the state, or we have the possibility of, by having a low voter turnout, people not understanding the sense of urgency, of really setting ourselves back and literally going in the exact opposite direction. And so what we want to do is we want to make sure we're out in front of this conversation and making it clear that this is a critical time to have the right people on that school board. So we have come up with 6 areas that we would like to see in a school board candidate to ensure that anybody that's stepping forward as a candidate know the things that we believe needs to be done and the areas that need to be focused on in order to sustain a success and to also have a succession plan. We know that Dr. Cash is in the last year of his contract, and we don't want to, you know, have a school board come in not prepared to deal with what happens next. So the 6 areas that we've identified that need to be addressed, you will get in your press release, but I'll just cover very briefly, is that we need somebody who's an advocate. We don't need somebody on the school board who has not been advocating on behalf of our children, somebody who cares about our children, knows our community, and has been advocating. We also need somebody who has experience. This is not an on-the-job learning. This is not an OJT job. We don't need somebody to come up and say that we're going to try to learn how to be a school board member by being on a school board member. We don't want somebody who's coming to the school board on their way to some other political office. This is a very important job. It really sets the foundation for the future of our community in terms of preparing our children as the citizens of the future, as well as preparing the future workforce for our community. And so we need somebody who has experience. We also need somebody who is knowledgeable about what the issues that are going on in the school board. There are a lot lot of major issues that have to be decided in this school board election, you know, to say the least of which, you know, we, Buffalo Public Schools, the only school district in Western New York where we continue to play retiree health care. And most people know that retiree health care is 7% of our school budget. I mean, it literally, you know, we spent almost $70 million last year on retiree. We spent more on retiree health care than we spent on the health care of our current employees. That just simply cannot continue. And we need somebody who understands that, has a plan to deal with that, and can get to the table and come up with a way to solve that. We also need somebody who knows our community, somebody who understands and recognizes that Buffalo is a diverse community. We need somebody to understand that we got part of our community that is really in poverty. I mean, have one of the highest children poverty rates in the country. But then we got a middle class and a wealthy class in our country. And so we need somebody who understands. In our city, I'm sorry, thank you. And we need somebody who understands that, who understands the community that we're coming from, understand that in our community, the vast majority of our teachers come from suburban community. They don't come from the community that their children don't go to the community that they teach in. So we gotta be able to balance that, you know, the two different value systems that are operating in our school district. We don't need somebody who don't have the ability to do that in this critical time. So the fifth one is we need somebody who's willing to do community outreach. This is probably one of the critical pieces of it. We don't need somebody to go sit in the boardroom and only deal in the boardroom and only come out when it's time to get signatures and time to run for office. We need somebody who keeps the ongoing community conversation with what's going on in those boardrooms, what's going on in the state, what's going on in the classroom. So we want somebody who does community outreach. And finally, we believe the critical issue is somebody who is willing to innovate, somebody who's willing to come up with a way. If we don't have a solution to a problem, we can't find nobody else in the country who have solved that problem in the past, that we create solutions. Somebody who's willing to be somebody to bring everybody to the table and come up with the solutions, as opposed to giving us explanations about why things can't work, about why our children are failing, about the poverty. We don't want somebody who's giving us excuses and explanations, but we want somebody who's an innovator and who can come up with the solutions to make our school district great. So the final thing that we are working together as a coalition on is to need to come from 1972, where we agreed in 1972 to pay the school board members a $5,000 a year stipend. That's what we pay the school board members, the elected school board members. So in effect, you know, after they pay for their parking and the other costs associated with being a school board members actually pay to be on the school board. You know what I'm saying? Because $5,000 doesn't cover anything. You know what I'm saying? It's impractical, it's unfair to ask school board members to dedicate almost 40 hours a week to being on a school board member and then compensate them at $5,000. If you go look at the large urban school districts in upstate New York, like Rochester and Syracuse, you will see that they compensate their school board members, you know, with a different formula. So as an example, one of those school districts, they have in their legislation that their school, whatever their city council people get paid, the school board member gets paid two-thirds of what the city council member gets paid. So we just got to do something more effective to make sure that people who dedicate themselves to the future of our children are not asked to do so and not compensated in a fair way. So those are the three issues that we as a coalition are coming to put forward. We're looking to work with anybody that's running for school board who can meet those six criteria that we established. And we're excited about this moment in time, and we're looking to be together in unity to ensure that every one of our children get a quality education. Thank you.
Any questions?
Why June, why not November, where there
are? Well, obviously our original position was November, so we're not against November. So if the state legislature decides November, fine. But right now they already got June. June is only a month away, and we don't want, ideally, we don't want to wait another 3 years to have it in November. We would like them to make this vote in the next month like they did for this June date, and it's right here, and we believe that they've already basically put together the thinking to justify it being in June for the primary. We think that same thinking works to get it from May to June in Buffalo. Any other questions? Yes, we've been in a conversation with the majority leader and her staff, and they have already changed the The legislation that we originally put forth to have it go from May to November, and they put the June date in there, so it's now working through the process. And so what we would just like to do is make sure the community knows and draw as much support for that as possible, and you know, make it a priority for our state legislators. No chance of that, you said, but I appreciate the right now what the work we're doing as parent leaders in this community. We think is important for us to stay, you know, doing that work, being part of this coalition, and to support those people who are out there who want to spend that time working on the school board. But right now my role is as a parent leader, and I want to continue to do that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.